Shus Avi Mori. We're holding by Simon Paites, the sugya of when a person eats baser, Sef Aleph, but the get of eating green afterwards is a base, is all the way around. First, because it's very clear, we have Mon Chulun and Daf Kofei, brings down the Chizda says, to eat baser, the halacha is also to eat afterwards gvina. Gvina, more says, more to eat afterwards baser. That's Kutalan base. The Mon Kofei brings down from Marukvo, that he says, him negates his father was Cholo Bar Chamel Gaba Abo. Me negate my father, I'm a son, I'm wine, the son of vinegar. I'm the vinegar, my father's the wine. My father, the mice, did not eat. He waited 24 hours till the next day. He ate today, balsa, he waited 24 hours till the case of the mocha of Marino. Masha Enkein, I wait the studio achriti. I wait the zman of the next studio. That's first in Makor. That means it's very clear the loch is gvina to balsa, the loch is, turn around. From balsa to gvina, the mice, it's also. What to go do? You have to wait the studio achriti. Now, we have to understand one of the clothes of the practical applications, how to apply this Indian. First, how much do you have to eat to be considered baser? How much? So if Kamal the flaw, and the flaw says there's no number, and therefore even a kosher, you take a piece of mashu, you eat it, and you swallow it, the mice have to wait 6 hours. Or whatever this man is, suda akhrito. So first, the shear is all the plus community on our flaw, there is no shear, even a little bit. Now, let's say a person is fleishiks, and he now eat milchiks, but Kamal ate milchiks. He did not know, he forgot, he did. Now, once you start eating milchiks, you have a right to eat mamshach. I keep eating milchiks. So they do bring down the buchacho, that's kosher, and once a taino. Once you did, the mice have a right to eat mamshach. Kavachayim brings it down. The mice, most for bring down the concept, misha oichel shum, oichel oichum, someone who smells to do something that even makes it smell worse. And therefore, that's for bring down, once you ate cholov, you have no right to eat mamshach, and therefore, you can only eat basar, not cholov. The mice, not only that, come over first and says, let's say you ate basar. And then you ate hard cheese, whatever's part of that. So now you can't eat not boss and not cholov. You have to wait 6 hours for both of them. Now you have to wait for both. Now, this idea of eating boss, what is part of boss? Savada is boss, chaya, oif, that's clear. What about things that are nevelis or trefis? So, come along the daka tshuva, bring down the more of oil, it's a chiddish offset. What's the time? Once you eat things that are offset to eat, nevelis and trefis, whether it's mitzadu is an isser, whether mitzadu is sugir four, the mice you have to wait 6 hours. The Pasha says, we learned Simpei Zayin, Siv Kimmel. Over there, Dayan Weiss brings down from the Sigur over there. The Machlokes, Taz, and Shach, and Beis Yosef all went against the Bach. It says, one thing that Be'etzim also ready, after the Vels and Trefus, we won't come along to Aser, we tell the Sigur of Chanan, Chadir Chulis Chabed, and there was no Gzeres Chazal upon it, put up the idea of being Bosser upon it. Therefore, the Pasha's we should know from Pei Zayin, Siv Kimmel over there, there's no halacha. After the Vels and Trefus, you have to wait 6 hours. Whether eating it be'isser, whether eating be'heti b'tzara for, the pash is not that way. The halacha applies only things that are kosher, not things that are treif. Fine. Now the main question is, negeta asugya, what is the gedo of suda achrito? It was very clear, you have to wait for the next suda. Now, first, where they're coming from, is that there's one malach among the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, they come along and says suda achrito means not physically the next suto. It means a case over here of time-wise, the amount that was to a suda achrito. How long is this man? The Losh, the Rambam, and the Rajbo. The Losh is 6 hours. That means suda achrito is not the suda itself. It means the time of another suto. How they get 6 hours, the Degmavov over here from the Gemara on Shabbos, others being now from the Gemara on Shabbos, they're going, that's where they got 6 hours. But the idea of suda achrito means the time-wise of suda achrito. Time-wise. That's how Maisel Be'erch, 20 different Rishonim went, this get over here, the Ran, the Ritva, they came along and said, this man is suda achrito, not this man, is this man, and not the practical application of a suda achrito. That's one malach. So let's call the malach 6 hours. A second malach, the Ben Yerucham, at least the Gersel of Hanenu, he says 3 hours. 3 hours. Bigma Bucha, what the Gers says, but he has the idea of 3 hours over here. The third number that come along is the Dakim Moshe, brings down Maril, a Goshari Duo. He says the Gedra is 1 hour. The fourth Shita, Taisis, the Bahad, they come along and says the idea is even right away, as long as they have a practical Suda Chita, Tzilak, Ashulchan, Uberach. That's enough. And that Berach tended for Rishonim went. That means first, Shan in the Sugya, what's that mean when it says Suda Chita? We seem to have 4 Mahalchim over here. 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, or the idea of Tzilak, Ashulchan, Uberach. Those are the four sheets among the Rishonim. Now, among the Poskim, how to go Halacha L'Maaseh. So the Mechaber, Kedarkoi, he has the big three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and all three said the same thing. Therefore, the Mechaber passing Lachal Maisa Medinoi, you need 6 hours. Lachal Maisa Medinoi, that you need. Lachal Maisa, that's how the Bnei Svan went. They said Medinoi, you need 6 hours. Maisa Hazar will come along and say, to read them more slowly, he seems to be saying three different points over here. First, he brings down the concept of those who are being Machmer that say you need 6 hours. Then he says that Minig HaPoshet in Medinos Elu is to wait 1 hour. However, Yish Medaktikim 6 hours, V'chein Nochen Lasis. Like three doctors over here. He brings down that those who say, I'm sorry, the first Yish, the Lachan is they do not need 6 hours, Silko Perach. First, that's all Silko Perach. Then he says the idea of Shah, and then he says the idea of Sheishois. Three different levels. That means Halacha is passing place with Silko Berach. Silko Shulchan Berach, that's enough. Second thing he says, a minig is 1 hour. Third thing he says, the Nochan last is 6 hours. That means the Bnei Ashkenaz are making daggers over here. Medina were passing place with. The minig is 1 hour, and Nochan last is Sheishois. Yesh Aymim. And then he said the Minig HaPosh is 1 hour. Right? So yeah. And then he said, Yesh Midakhim Nochon Lassis. That means he has a Nochon, he has a Minig, and he has all the Taisu Shito. Three things he says. The Maisa, that's how the Ramo and the Vush bring it down. And they bring down this daggers. And the Shach seem to go this way. The three things, the Halacha, the Minig, and the Nochon Lassis. The Maisa afterwards come on the Pim Godim. The Chochma Sodom, the Chometz Chaim in Chesol, or Chashulchan, they say once we had the Nochen Lasseis of Sheishois, that's already the Minig. That means the Minig switched already. Now, most times, the 1500s, the Bnei Ashkenaz was 1 hour. The Minig ready for the Prim Gadol onwards, the 1700s, and the Chashulchan, the Mishnah, and the 1800s, Chochma Sodom, they ran the Minig ready with 6 hours. The Minig switched not to Nochen Lasseis, to the Minig Mamish. Therefore, come along the Chochma Zodim and the Chovetz Chaim says, someone does not keep 6 hours, is oival titosh mitoris imecho. Oival titosh mitoris imecho. And b'etzem, that's the Losh and the Ro'ah, one that we showed him, he writes in Medek HaBayis, yo'ivu toris aim. Toris aim, al titosh mitoris imecho. Therefore, the Prim Gadol has a Loshin that someone who does not wait 6 hours, b'zman hazeh, is oival a din de reis of neder. Din de reis of neder. He do this some safe in Shuva in Yodeo that someone's writing about the Sigil Cholavakim. First wrote him, it's not Rabbanon, it's not the Raisa, it's only Minig. Some sort of wrote back to him, you tell me it's Rabbanon, we have Klobos of Damalakulo. Now it's only Minig, now it's the Raisa, it's not the Sigil Neder. Many even worse, but saying it's Geder Minig. Now there's Mavucha, do we pass on this some safe, or do we go with this? But the concept we see over here that true, the Ramah says the Minig is only an hour, the Nochen Lasa Sheishois. But the Maish of the Chometz Chaim and the Chochmas Zodim, the Chashulchan said the Minig is 6 hours, and therefore you switch that the Eva Tidash Mitoris Nimecha, you have a Bayam and Tarasugim Neder.
What makes something a Minig?
It's been around since the 1700s. That's not, we're not the Sugim Nedarim right now.
How's the Tarasim? The real Minig is 1 hour.
How does, which is a good question. That's brought down clear. We have to look at the Sugim Nedarim to know how things switch, but that's not a Sugim. I'm saying that the fact is right now that's the Minig. That is Maisa the Minig. So again, so we have these Halacha Maisa, Nei Svar hold Medina 6 hours. We hope as Manazeh the Minig is 6 hours. Now, just to explain where are these Shitas coming from, this idea over here. But again, we have 4 Shitas. We have Sigla, Shulchan, Berach. We have the idea of 1 hour, 3 hours, and 6 hours. So to first, the idea of Sigla, Shulchan, Berach is very simple. What do you want to do? The idea is you washed. You ate bread, you ate basar. What do you want to do with the milchiks? You have to bench. That's simple. What is the... What? Almanas. No, so that's again, that's halacha. Going in place your shito. That's simple, that's what you'll do. Where it's coming from, this is sugyo. Where mice is one, and next halacha, meaning the Ramah says 1 hour. Where is 1 hour coming from? Where's the makar for that? Mice, either you have the shem saying 6 hours, or again the shem of... Where's 1 hour coming from? So, the Dr. Moshe, when he brings it down, the Shaiduro on the Taz says, he's making Ke'ina Pshara. We have idea of 6 hours, we have idea of Miyad, so he made a Pshara 1 hour. The point out that's not good Pshara, right? Usually if you have 0 and 6, usually it's 3, but somehow they came along making 1 hour over here. That's one Ma'amokim they're coming from, where 1 hour came from. The second Ma'amokim with the idea of 1 hour the Minig is from, is that we have the going of the page, he sends you to the Zohar. Zayin Pasuk Mishpatim that says a person should not eat b'shaita chodah, b'suda chodah, basar and gvino, And therefore, Meshaita Chodo says 1 hour. Mitzala Zoya, the minig was to wait 1 hour. It's a Shaita Chodo. Shaita Chodo, we'll get to all this. Yeah, Mitzad, it goes on terrible things, what happens? Not Mitzad the Gemara, Mitzad in Yonim Kabbalah, waiting 1 hour. Not Mitzad Aloch, Mitzad Minig, Mitzad Kabbalah. Shaita Chodo, Vesuda Chodo. A third Marmok in the saying that's coming from this concept of 1 hour is a Chokhmah Zodom, brings down a crazy, based upon a Mokhav Rom and Hilchas Brachas, that discusses when is a man Ichol, when does the food start being digested inside your stomach. So this man starts from 72 minutes and ends by 6 hours. Therefore, once it hits 72 minutes, you might have the concept that you already ate your food and therefore you cannot make a bracha chorin upon it. And therefore, the ichol starts from 72 minutes. Building upon that, says a Chokhmah Zodom, for that reason, we have to wait an hour. Because that's what Zman Ichol is, from 72 minutes. Now, somehow 72 minutes get an hour, that's a chodim discuss exactly. Where they come from. That's a third option where it's coming from. A fourth option.
How
do you think the Gemara will do that? No, so the Medinoi. It sounds like they're putting that into the Gemara. That means a Shas Ichol is a different suit already. Somehow they're putting that into the Gemara. It doesn't really explain. What? Something maybe saying that it is, we want to separate the Gemara, it means the next Suda, when this won't stop, when the Shas Ichol starts, that's the next Suda really. The way how the Prim Gonim come along, he wants to tell you that after 1 hour, you need a Kinof Hadachah, as Machalik is Shach and Taz. Taz, Shach says, Maisi, you not need Kinof Hadachah, and Taz says, Maisi, you do. So come along, the Prim Gonim wants to tell you the reason why you wait an hour, so you won't need a case, a Kinof Hadachah, according to Shach. That's where he's getting it from. A fifth malach when hour is coming from the place of Yontif, he wants to say that with Alochid you need a Suda Achrit, another Suda. Now we know that you want to break off Sudas, let's say if it's Pesach Shchal, Yis Be'er Shabbos. So what the Nogi is? I'm sorry, Shabbos Shchal Yis Be'er Pesach. A person wants to dive in Vesikin, they want to have two meals. So people that have one meal very early and they take a break a half hour or a walk in between. They need a Hefstik in between. So Zman the Hefstik is to make the Suda Achrit, need an hour in between. So these are the five options with exactly the hour is coming from. Either it's a Psharo, or it's a Zayah, or Shas Ichol, or Kedayimah. So we say over a half hour, so I'm going to get over here an hour. Yes, you have to know where it's coming from. Those are the five options the Gdullah Frem is discussing where it came from. Again, someone's right, I don't know where the idea of 1 hour came from. That's the five options over here. Maisa, on the side of Minig of waiting an hour, which we'll see sometimes the Lochla Maisa will be Semich upon it, do we need Knoch Vadocha? So again, the Taz says the Maisa at the end of the day, you still need Knoch Vadocha. And the Achorim bring it down, Prim Godom and Chazakov and others. At Tzad HaSheni, the Shach says, once you wait an hour, you do not need Knoch Vadocha. That's how the other Achorim bring it down the way. Bichodesh Ali Rabo. The Maisa among the Dola Achorim is Machalik Shachol, you need Knoch Vadocha. Gam the Malachim all bring down, you do need Knoch Vadocha. Once again, that's the second sheet. When we have Sid Gaberach, the second sheet over here is 1 hour. We didn't. We'll get to that.
No, but now.
It's on sale over here.
Why?
Maybe we use a fork and knife. Don't say it over here. The Lachonim want to point out, maybe over here is a whole machloikis, so maybe it will be more makel over here. Pashas is the same thing. We'll get to this at base. Pashas should be the same stuff here. The third sheet is 3 hours. Now there are those, they call the Yakis, Minik, that wait 3 hours. Now where exactly is the source of Makor for this Indian? Where is it coming from? So again, the Israel Ben Yeruchim, they're bringing down, and there's a big Mavuchim, that's the Gersa Ben Yeruchim, he's calling a Rashi, but they say there's no such Rashi. Fine. But what's the Svar, what's the Lumbus behind it? So one, how the Olam says over, they bring down the Nachlas Pinchos, the Beis Menucho, that's a Pshara. Right? The Taz says we have to make a Pshara between 6 hours or Silcha Berach, and he says, what's together? He brings down the Gersa Yisraeter, why? 1 hour. A Yaki is Bidiyuk, let's make a Pshara. The Pshara is between 0 and 6, is 3. It's one malach, the oilam like saying over, it's very cute, very gishmak, yishlodin, yishlayin. A second malach, where exactly the 3 hours is coming from, there's a pre-chodosh that points out that in the olden days, mesudo lesudo went, it really depends on winter and summer. If you had a meal in the summer at 1 o'clock, supper was at 7 o'clock, you had 6 hours in between. In the winter, you had a meal at 1 o'clock, supper was about 5 o'clock, hours were shorter. That means from the meal was not 6 hours, 4 hours. So come to Pre-Chodesh, you want to taino that when is the Zman of Suda Achrito, you want to say in the summer the Geder is 6 hours, in the winter Echanami is 4 hours. In the Ramam Shito, in the summer is 6 hours, in Mechaba Shito is 6 hours, and the winter is 4 hours.
Why are they only eating at 1 o'clock?
That's the way lunch was. Lunch was berachat sois, so it was lunch hours.
Why is it not from breakfast or something?
No, from breakfast to lunch, whatever, but things changed.
Lunch stayed the same, supplement like that.
Right. No, earlier, they ate earlier, before night time, once you the food, they ate then.
They had
the wait for, I'm just giving an example, the time was less. If someone wants a taina that the zman were on the winter was less than summer. 4 out of 6 hours. Come on, v'achoinim, that being on the pichodosh, said, aloch l'maisa v'adonatso. Come on, the pichodosh, said, let's analyze it. We didn't want to waiting 6 hours because boshem and ishinaim or because moshech tam. Well, let's see, moshech tam in the winter is less. Bosom and Ishinaim in the winter is less. Well, that doesn't make any sense. If Bosom and Ishinaim after 6 hours is to the Bosser less than, after 6 hours, not Bosser, less than is Bosser, we didn't buy it in the winter. Moshech Tam in the summer is going to be a different case in the summer. Winter?
Maybe when they said
Pichadish is saying, he's saying like this, saying in the summer they get is 6 hours, and the winter is 4 hours. Kamal Lemizma Ledovid, he's the Chazi Dovid and Seft, he wants to tie that. No, Pichadish is right, but to answer the question is Echonami. In the winter it's 4 hours. Therefore, the Tzaraya that be possible in Shinaim after 4 hours of Beseder, and the right of Moshech Tam is Beseder. So, who did in the summer also to get it? Be the same thing. He wants a time that certain places higher up, this man in the winter was 3 hours. The meal was at 1 o'clock was lunch, and at 4 o'clock was supper. They've got 3 hours in between, and because the kash on a bichodesh is right, and then one is Moshech Tam and Bosom in Shinaim, went from the get of 3 hours in the winter, and who did 3 hours in the summer? After Ben Yerucham got Mahalach, Halland, the Yakis, they got the Halland, meaning of 3 hours. That means it's built, not the site over here, it's a Pshara. The site, it is 6 hours, but 6 hours is 3 hours. That's the second Malach. The third Malach, how Schwab says it over, is that no, it's coming to the idea of 1 hour. But how much, when do people make a mistake? I don't know exactly. Watches then. People make a mistake, more Pesach and right, we know from Erev Pesach, that we stop eating chametz before the Zman, 2 hours. Because most of them can make a mistake up to 2 hours. After the Zman, Erev Pesach is always the fourth hour, 2 hours beforehand. So once a time, the Gedev Etzim is 1 hour, that's the Ramah. Except people make a mistake up to 2 hours, to so Machma 3 hours. That means where the Gedev coming from, it's Nichol the Gedev of 1 hour. That means the Chazid Dov is saying Nichol the Gedev of 6 hours.
There are people making a mistake when the sun is, but the person knows what an hour is.
People, Gemara said, can make a mistake up to 2 hours. That's what it says. That's true. That's what Gemara is saying. He's saying that concept.
If your watch is off,
it will come out that if those who keep 3 hours, the Nachmini is where 3 hours coming from, will make it basic Nachmini. That means that those saying the idea of 3 hours coming from the Nichol Gedev of 6, those are saying 3 hours Nichol Gedev of 1. Nachmini, for example, is unique Nuch Vadocher if you wait 3 hours. That means we come along over here, and the Shach says the loch is after 1 hour. What? Do we need knuch v'dochel? That means after 1 hour, you need knuch v'dochel. The Shach says no, Taz says yeah. But the Maaseh, where is it coming from? If it's coming from the get of 6 hours, you'll never need knuch v'dochel. If it's the get of 1 hour, then according to Taz, the Maaseh wouldn't need knuch v'dochel. Now, they do discuss. A person has a minig of 3 hours, should they change a minig? Is it nichol the get of Riachat Torah? Or no, leave it as is. So they come from two things. One is, really depends where you're coming from. If it's nichol the get of 6, so you have Riachat Torah. If it's nichol the get of 1, you know, Shabbos, switch you to 3, you don't have the Riachat Torah. So first, you have no way you're coming from. Some want a taina that where is it coming from? It's built on pre chodosh. The Chazidov, you have 6 hours is 3. That's where getting it from. So they asked for the son of Shabbat, tell people to switch, and he said no. They did already be told people to switch. So Shimon Schwab wrote a letter, they asked him, what does his father tell people? And he said, doesn't know what he told people. That's the letter we have back.
Where does the Taz say that you
need a Knuch and Docha
even by?
By Boss, after Boss, Machlag Tazan Shach, right? Taz on base, so you have to. Now, Maisa, to switch or not, so the Sefer Shoshe Minog HaAshkenaz, he brings down the question to Rav Shach, says, English and Minog, Avoysav Klal Laklal, keep it as is, and numerous from Rachoinim, especially those who come from Yaki, from these areas, they might say not to switch. Instead of shading, they bring down Lomiyashiv, the heels, the Maisa Vadi, you want Rechatoyo. He's very mocked people to switch, especially those who live in Eitzel, one side is Minigam Mokum, Shlomo Zalman, and one side brings down the body, you have to switch, one side says the body, you don't have to switch, it's a fight for Shoshim Minig Ashkenaz. Maisa, Kitua, Yesh Yesh. Those Maisa did switch, those Maisa held Shreish Tak, keep him the Gavoisa, the Yedenu. Maisa is not that simple, what to go do, and everyone should ask their Rav. Fine, that's the idea of the Makar and the source of winning 3 hours. Now, in the get to us, what's the Makar, the source of winning 6 hours, and not going to build upon it? We'll get to what 6 hours is also. So first, where's the Makar for 6 hours? I mean, again, we went through Silika Shulchan, the Makar, simple the Gemara. 1 hour that we went through, 3 hours we went through the source. Now, where's the source of 6 hours? So first, we have Beisayis being done, Machlokes, we're showing them Rashi and the Rambam. What is the reason behind it? The words of the Rambam is Nichol Geda Posim Ben Yishnayim. After 6 hours, not Posim Ben Yishnayim, the Gemara is a Posim in Daf Kofei. Rashi, come along and says, is Nichol Geda of Bosser, that's in your mouth, it's being Moitzi Shemen, comes out and it sticks to your mouth, and if you have a Bayah, a Moshech Tam. Now, where exactly is it being Moitzi Shemen from where? Seems to be a Machloikis Shach Vishlavosh, Shach coming from the Torah. Is the idea that being Moshech Tam coming from the stomach, or Moshech Tam coming from the palate? Vushing to the sound is coming from the mouth. I'm showing the shach, and the Torah sounds like it's coming, the idea from the palate. So let's leave it simple as a case of the shach, it's coming from the case of the stomach over here. Now, what is nafkamina? What the two reasons are? So it's very clear that Taz and Shach bring down the Torah, the nafkamina sayla kula sayla chumro. The Rambam understands you said over here is bosa ben ishinayim. Therefore, what happens if you chew the meat and you spit it out? The way the Torah says, according to the Rambam, the loch is, it's maybe you went between your teeth, you would have to wait 6 hours. That's the Shach and Taz being down. According to the Rashi, the Maishi would not need it. The other way around, Fakarat, let's say a person has bosa ben ishinayim after 6 hours, kinai ikvino. According to the Rambam, you would not need to take it out. According to Rashi, you would have to take it out.
When it's not in Rashi that it's coming from the mouth, then you should, even if you chew it.
That's Lavosh, that's Shach speaking out. Don't, that's a mistake. Right, that's
no, what the Torah says. No, I'm saying then there would be no Afkamina between the Rambam.
That's what the Shach says. The Torah says it's Afkamina, you misunderstood the Torah. That's a Shach, right? That's a Shach. So I say, let's go with the Torah. It says the idea is from the stomach, that's a simple understanding. And therefore, Afkamina would be chewing the balsar. The Maisa, we have two malchum over here. How do we paskin? The Torah is very clear. It's toiv to be chosh of both. They went down in the shach, so we paskin both. That means the loch the Maisa, side chewing the boss is spinning out, we wait 6 hours. Side the idea over here of boss of Menishnam, after 6 hours, we have to take it out from our mouth. Ike is a kasha, why the world be chosh of both? Ike still holds for choshech. Why be chosh of both? She's among the Shem over here. So, one malchum, very simple, set of people got both. Maybe both are MS. Maybe Rashi's reason is MS. Maybe Rambam's reason is MS. A second reason why we choshev for both is we know the klum in klai sex faking simon kofiyot coming from Tosfos the Bob Kamadachid Aleph. If you can have a kula in both mahalchim, they can take off one shita over another shita. Why is it stira? It's tied to the sastri to take on the shita that shita. Both on the kula, the other one being machmer. Therefore, be machmer both shitas. Or a third reason why have the yadhuda being zant of yishna matir. Just take it out from your mouth. Just do something for it. Those are three reasons why the maestro will choshev for both hanhogas over here. Saifah Moshech Tam, Saifah Bosa Ben Yishinayim. Now this halach of 6 hours, Agam, there is those one tiny Zagan and Melech, one tiny Shazmanias, and therefore, especially in the olden days, they didn't exactly have watches. The Maisel of Piskachu being down for Pima Godem, the halach is Poshet, and the Minig is the Maisel, not Shazmanias. Maisel, we wait 6 hours, whether it's summer or winter, complete hours over here. When do we, that's just 6 hours.
They don't have 69 hours in this
part. That's certainly what we do. The Maestro Kumi, they did have that.
They didn't count another hour?
They did have it. Saying they didn't have it is not true. They had the sand inside, they turned up the hourglass of that. Wasn't that, maybe that common, they certainly had it. Now, when a person has to wait 6 hours, is it from the Suda or from the Bosser? I mean, everyone knows, let's say on Shabbos yesterday, you finished your Bosser 1, finished the Suda 1:30. When exactly do you have to go wait? So there is an Aruch HaShulchan, the Tainas goes may Suda L'Suda. From the Suda of when your meal ends at 1:30 to your Shalosh Shudas, it starts, whenever it starts, you have to wait 6 hours, you have to wash, only by 7:30. Maestro, all our friend point down, L'Chud, the Pelot, to say this concept. The one Tainas is Estirim Ne'abe. We have new, the Gemara says Suda Achrita. What does that mean? Either it means time, or means physically another Suda. Somehow, Kimmel Aruch HaShulchan, it means, says the time of a physical of another Suda. Somehow put the two sheets into one. That can't be. Either means physically another Suda, Sigul Berach, that's enough. Sigul Ashukhna Berach, or it means time wise, one to another. To say both together inside 1 6 hours from a physical Suda, that's just not, neither Rishniyam, neither Mahalach, as Mamish Bechoshim both, and no Mahalach in the Sigul. Therefore, the Nahokan Kiduan on all this from down, the Loch of waiting 6 hours means from the Basar to the Gvina, and not from the Suda to the Suda. Okay, and this is Dagmar Vava, maybe with the page that only wants to argue and want to answer why it's no right for them. But basically, all this from go except for some. But then, no, it's very clear that Allah is wait. Even yet, no, yesterday, I saw my mother with my own eyes. Yesterday, she was Shulis. She nicely waited 6 hours from the Basar and not from the Suda. Yesterday, Toys Mecha, Toys Aim. Yesterday, she was Shulis. Yesterday. Now, the Shaila practically is what is 6 hours? The Makor to say 6 hours is lav dafka, mamish 6 hours. This is Loshna Rambam. The Rambam writes to Machol Sisuris and Paraktas. This Loshna is kimoy sheishois. It's like 6 hours, around 6 hours. Hagam, they point out the Rashba quotes the word of the Rambam, quotes the Rambam word for word, and drops those words out. He says sheishois, without the word kimoy. But there is Rambam says Loshna kimoy, the Ogre or Chaschaim called by the usual Loshna of kimoy. So what's kimoy? So even likes quoting him even in the Sugya. Me in the Sugya says, Sheishois or Kurvel is that? He's very clear. 6 hours or close to that. If the Mi'ri writes in the Sefer Mogan Ovis, he writes, what is that? Sheishois or Chomesh. He writes the words, 6 hours or 5 hours. So, unfortunately, Mi'ri, he writes it twice, 5 hours. So, we do have this concept where they're coming from the island like saying over 6 hours means almost 6 hours, around 6 hours, 5 or 6 hours, more than 5 hours. There is a Rambam that they want only semich upon, and there's an iri that's very clear that way, a karvel is there. Therefore, kiduo, every savior being down there by a kotler, the meaning of Lakewood, if you know by the shifts over there, the first shift and the second, and the supper, they can have fleshiks in the afternoon, and then milk at supper, will end within 6 hours, one to another. And kiduo, once it's over there, is by a kotler's idea, and he says, once it's past 5.5 hours, once it's 5:31, that's already kimoshe shoyz, that's already the mechabashit over here. Kiduo, again, that way. Lemaisa.
Why 5.5? Where do you get 5.5 from?
Because that's Kamoy Shei Shois.
But you said 5 or 6.
That's me, but the Rambam is also Kamoy Shei Shois.
But he says Kamoy Shei Shois and the Rambam is any different than Miri.
No, it could be, because the Rambam said Kamoy Shei Shois. That's all it says. It could get 5 by this a Kiddush. That'd be within the 6 hour, almost 6 hours. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, all the Nois Kelim say Shei Shois. The Sefer already, the Gan HaMelech, which again, the Olam Shel Simpei Ches, keep every quote down. He says, just like we know by Mikvah, says Mem Sa, in Chosek Kort of a Mashu, the Mice doesn't count. 6 hours is 6 hours. The B'chashah brings down this way, and therefore, command all the Svarim where he's farming down, Mice the Loch is 6 hours. You follow Shulchan Aruch, unless you have a meaning otherwise, what says 6 hours, 6 hours. I know I have this Mavuchan fight with my kids all the time. The Mice, they have their friends who are like waiting 5.5 hours or 5 hours and 1 minute. The Mice, unless you have a Masaira, as I stated in Shulchan Aruch and all the Nois Hakel and Megdana, no one says otherwise, the Loch is 6 hours.
So they replace the Prophet with Matthew.
Yeah, they
do. What?
It's all without being Matthew.
Couldn't they have a Varan?
Well, they're telling people coming from people who haven't
So the Maisa, for example, so we wrote to save a Mishnah Yosef of Lieberman, and we asked him, what does the Maisa go do if you go to Yeshiva that waits 5.5 hours? That means Amir, sometimes you might get involved in this issue over here. So right now, come on, you don't get involved in this issue. We have to go to...
Their official policy is 5.5?
No, no policy.
Man.
No policy. No, something comes out sometimes, it depends when they die. Minchum, whatever, there's Manamar. No official policy. So he asked, Mishnah Yosef, what to go do? So he said, the Maisa, you have a Bayam, it's a Neda, that's the Messiah, that's the Aloch over here. He said, don't learn that Yeshiva. He wrote back to us, don't learn that Yeshiva.
Right.
Now, I know that those want Taino in the lake where they say, the Maisa, you follow the Yeshiva. It's not that simple. Again, there's a lot of six, and the Dillas from say we follow six. I know some quote a Moshe that they asked him 5:55 is six. He said 5:45 is certainly not six, but they want to get some Moshe. How can you say Moshe is 5:45? That not. The fellow himself says that, right? The fellow himself in Lakewood says 5:45 is not six. Maybe 5:50. Fine. The Maisa, the Lakewood, they tell you 5:31. The Maisa, we have a Shulchan Aruch. You have Messiah, you have an Hovzal, fine. But Maisa, otherwise, it's from, say, 6 hours, 6 hours. So again, I know it's hard to deal with people around. You want to wait 6 hours and there's milk in front of you and you have kids around. But look, you follow Shulchan Aruch. That's the halacha. You have Messiah, you have an Hovzal, say it otherwise. Don't learn that Yeshiva. Oh, so now the question is, let's say you're not sure of it 6 hours. That's you want to know. Let's say you're not sure. That means might still happen yesterday. Every time you give a chabur, it always happens the day before or afterwards. Yesterday, I think you shall shoot it somewhere else. What? Right. So the question is, yesterday we finished a meal, we're not sure, 120, 130, 140. We come to Shalshus, we're eating by my sister, my father's daughter. So we come along, or we're having milk over there. So the question is, cream cheese, lax, you know. Come on. What do you go do over here? Do you have to wait 6 hours for sure? Or something, six choice. The mice, that's enough. Again, so whatever Yan Hogg, let's say it's 5:31, Suffolk 5:31. Yan Hogg is 5:01, Suffolk 5:01. Yan Hogg is 3 hours, Suffolk 3 hours. Whatever Yan Hogg is, what's a loch of Suffolk Sheshoyz? So those who want to come along, this is Yad Huda saying, Cholopak is Pshad and the Machaper. So Dabi Shesh Lamatir. Wait. Suffolk Dabon Lamai Shevi Machmer. Suffolk Dabi Shesh Lamatir.
If it's less than 6, you've got to ask him to Mitzarev.
We're not sure if it's 6.
No, we've got Mitzarev for 3 hours. It could be Hinstambler.
No, but we pass it. You and Hog again, we already have the meaning that way. The meaning of Chaim, we wait 6 hours. That's not too difficult. You may have to wait by Neder, we wait 6 hours. So you're tiny, you have a Sophie, the original material. Maisa, most of our, the Shalom, Meshi, we discuss it, the Sefer, the Rei Shoyal, and Numus Chaim brings down, Dr. Chu brings down this Mahalach already, that the numerous reasons why not to go this way to be Mekel. One is, when you learn the story of Dovish to Matir in the Simcoe days, there's a Tzlach over there. Tzlach says, the Pesach Shuvim exam, the whole idea to be Machmir is, why eat a Pe'isr, eat a Pe'heter, where's a Rashi and Be'ed, Afkimel and Be'ez, is can you eat this egg one time? Be'ishnol, Be'Shabbos, Be'yontif, gets mixed in with 1,000, eat it one time. Eat it today, eat it tomorrow. But the Tzlach brings down, but let's say a plate that gets mixed in, you want to use the plate today and tomorrow. So if you ask for it today, you lose out as a Shabbos. You want to use it every time. So the Dovish Yishlamatim does not apply to a plate, only to food. That's his Yisoid. Building upon that Yisoid, what happens over here? You want Ashton eating milchiks right now. I want to eat milchiks later and now. So I lost out my koyach eating milchiks right now. So maybe it's nichnli, get in the slach. It says it's not Dovish Yishlamatim. Dovish Yishlamatim, I can eat it one time. One time today, tomorrow. Here, I'm not losing out just the one time. I'm using out the whole entire function, the plate of now and tomorrow. Therefore, I want to eat milks now and later on. I want to eat cream cheese and lax 10 minutes later and right now. Therefore, maybe it's not nichol dov yishol matir. So now the mavucho, that's a sword to you, Michael. Then they give out in mavucho, the avon of that slach. Mitzad the gavro, it's not dov yishol matir. Mitzad the chefzi, eating the cream cheese and lax one time. By eating this milks, you can only eat this cheese one time. So how do you look at this pool over here? Is this mitzad the gavro, it's not dov yishol matir? It's a in hand the one of the tzlach over here. What is the tzlach over here saying? Is it mitzvah the gav mitzvah the chetzel? But that's one mekorti mekel building upon the tzlach. That's not dov yishlo matir. A second reason why we want to be mekel. Someone says nichol get of istegavro. This yad who wants time to istegavro is never nichol get of dov yishlo matir. But I think the main reason why to be mekel, the ikus for over here to be mekel is to be machmel the cholapachos for bnei Ashkenaz. Is only a noch and last size that came out to be the minig. Pasht, in the case of a Suffolk, we have no such minig over here. It's not usually the standard case over here. So, no, it's a case over here that is building upon when you have 6 hours. When it's a Suffolk, you have no mamakim anywhere. So why do you make all the main sort you make all with the Ashkenaz? We have no loch of 6 hours. We have a loch of a minig of 1 hour. We have a loch of Silika Shulchan Berach. That's our loch. We came along and said, we know we have to wait 6 hours. We have 6 hours. But here we have no such thing, no concept over here. Therefore, it seems to be that numerous anhogis or people seem to not wait a full 6 hours and not sure if it's 6 hours or not.
Yeah, but we just said that it comes a minig.
A minig when you, what's a minig? When it's 6 hours.
The minig is when it's a suffix.
But we have a suffix, we have no such thing. We have no concept over here. Now that's first as halacha, what the Pesach seems to say by some choice to be mekel. However, I just learned practically. In the house, if you tell your kids that the sofa can be mekel, then they never look at the clock. I know in the summer, I tell my kids, you want to have ice cream or shalosh shudas, I tell them you have to order Tommy finish fleishiks, they always seem to look at the clock. Just practically, they know exactly when they finish fleishiks. My kids don't know how to tell time, they ask all the kids, you know what time is exactly to have over here, or to have milchiks. So, as halacha, when you get in this stuck in these situations, you eat by someone else you do not know, not plan out, fine, you should be list mark. But practically, in your house, it always has that way. I think the correct and hungry is to tell these people to be machmer. Then they always seem to look at the clock and they seem to won't give out this question over here. That's the correct and hungry. That's the correct thing to go to. Because I've learned something Shay Shoy can get involved with something. What's 6 hours? Well, five, four, like, maybe eight, who knows? Much better if you can have with this. Tell a person, we're going to be makhmer unless you know, then they seem to look at it. Now, to get to 6 hours, another interesting question is, let's say you go to sleep. Do you need 6 hours or not? Mice eat one sleep, and therefore, if food is digested, and there should not be any issue over here. So the Ilam brings down a story from some sefer. It seems to be that idea that when you go to sleep, the ichol. So they bring down a story from some sefer. They want to taino that since the ichol is digested at night more in your stomach and it helps out the body, you want to taino that at night you need less than 6 hours if you want to sleep. Some sefer paskins, you want to wake up and have your coffee after a good night's sleep, no problem. Gam, it's not 6 hours. He went to sleep. He woke up. The cup broke himself. He made himself a coffee. May show you. The cup broke and spilled on the floor. So the cup arrived. Mikan, Ma'ase says, not true what I said. Ad kan the Ma'ase. Now first, there are those who by themselves say this concept is a dash culture. The Ma'ase says, at least he's noite that way. The Ma'ase, once you go to sleep, you don't have to wait 6 hours. That's a besider. The Ma'ase form say, no, that not the way. Whether it's Avot and Tshuva, Rav Shlomach and Tshuva, and Mekamal also, I'm saying, the Halacha is 6 hours, all the nice skill and page not being done any otherwise, and the Halacha is the Maaseh we wait 6 hours, whether you want to sleep or not. Now, Kiddua, there's one Rav Maldaf that says, especially by Shua, as he gives a Shia, how Moran says, the Halacha is that you have to wait 6 hours when you go to sleep. Now, Rav Shlomach and Tshuva quotes Echik Dola Hador, that says, not the way, he writes against him. The Maaseh that the Yisrael, the Yashiv, Sam Sofer, he broke his cup and spilled over. So some say that's a raya, that's water. He did it. Ice broke and spilled. Tar labash maimi. And Maisi did. We have the best raya in the world. Some say he did it.
I thought he was a
Kaiser. The Samsaiva says over that way. He said, we don't follow that way. With Samsaiva's das, we follow his das. Now, the Maisa, this Morgon, the Ashiv Zatzal, every Saiva seems to have a different nusach when to make it. One Saiva says he held dafka by chicken, not by meat. Other savings is dafka by shins kva, not by shins. All right. One save, one save. You make only in yellow cheese, not talking about the case of Bosser. When the stipler, the last month of his life, there was gossip over with Shavrusha, the Orchaz Abenu, this mice about waiting 6 hours, less by going to sleep. And this stipler says, it's only in the gate till Biash, no one else. Everyone else sleeps 6 hours a night. Only him is the gate. This is a question over here. But on the mice, is it so or not? Come on, all this from the court to Biash in a nice nosach, as the mice ink is there. No one said on the page. Even those who say Bliyashiv, those who want to say Dafka night, Dafka yellow cheese, and Dafka chicken.
What did Bliyashiv do? Did
he drink it? I don't know. Don't know what he did, Maestro. So some say, oh, not the way, but some would say he meant Dafka this, this, and this. So Maestro, we wait 6 hours. Now, again, we have two types over here, why Tim Machmor? We have a Tam Tim Machmor, Al Smoshik Tam, or Basa Ben Ishinayim. Let's say you have neither Tam. Do we have to wait 6 hours? That means, for example, we have the halacha here when someone who chews basar. So the halacha is very clear, and the mechaber is you have to wait 6 hours.
Is there nothing arguing on that?
Come on, Gamal. The Ramah's words are yis medaktikim to laham sheishois when acha chilas basar. Why does Ramah say the words acha chilas basar? What's he throwing in those words for? Says Rabbi Kiveger, he's come to be mitzdarf and make a svek sveka to be makel even when you chew the basar against the mechaber. What's a svek sveka? Very simple. According to Tosfos, halacha is simcha shulchan berach. You can eat your meat and bench, no problem. We be machmer nochalaslis. How far do you machmer? We have Rashi and the Rambam. We be machmer only for the case of moishik tam and not be machmer for the Rambam's mahalach of basar ben ishnayim. Therefore, you chew and spit out. You have number one, Tosfos sheet to be makel. Number two, Rashi sheet to be makel. So once we have Tosfos and we have Rashi, the Amos says the Maaseh to be makel. That means we're missing one of the time. Come on, Kivek is Medak, the Amos, the Maaseh to be makel. That means first you're missing one of the time. Do we follow some Kivek? There are those who like bringing it down. The Baal HaShulchan said, Mokhmat Sarif, the Berkut said, Mokhmat Sarif. We added some Kivek, same shot in the Amos. When you have only one tam, only the case of the Rambam and the Rashi, the Lochazi can be Mekel. The Maiso, they point out, is a Pischa Chu being not a Prima Godim. Discussing a case of someone who chews a Tashul Shalbasar. A Tashul Shalbasar, what I mean, chew when you spit it out. According to Rashi, that case is Mutter. You spit it out, and then swallow it. According to the Rambam, it's not Basar, it's a Tashul Shalbasar. It's Mutter. Tashul Shal Shuman, sorry, not Tashul Shal Shuman. Shuman, right. So the halacha over there is according to Rashi it's mutter, according to Rambam it's mutter. You have neither tam. Neither tam. That means better than kivega. You only have one tam. You have neither tam. Come to the Pima says, Loi plug is for kadoshim, not lefer is keder. So everyone points out, and all this from being down the Pima Gunma, loch lemaisim, peska tshuva, not like kivega. No, he's saying, loch lemaisa, ain't lefer is keder. You saw kadoshim, loi plug, neither tam applies. That's a loch over. That means it's true, we have kivegar, and somehow some swarm want to bring it down locha. If you analyze it, it just doesn't work out. The Pim Gom says we have neither tam and lamaiso machmer. Allah is going to come only a Ram, not through Rashi. And therefore, they point out, locha lamaiso, we do not go with the kivegar, and look for certain people. We do not go with kivegar, we have the Pim Gom. Ain't the first gather. You saw Kadeshim.
Someone by mistake
tastes
delicious for a second.
Oh, so now the question is, what, let's say you taste something and you spit it out. So there is a Shlomo Kluger and the Nushulman Aruch was that flaw and the black ones in the back. They want to come along that since over here you only time it and you would not chew it over here. Therefore, neither time applies, right? And also, we have no more mock myself Gedoshim. Therefore, you want to wait 6 hours.
Though
over there you're chewing it. Aloy tavshul shul shuman. Here's your time. Time means you taste it. Taste it, you spit out. There are two cases over here. The case of
so
you have to wash him out. Yeah. Now the chur there again. There's a case over here. There's two cases over here by tasting. There's tasting it with your tongue and spitting it out. Now that's a what?
Why is it different than the three bones case?
She doesn't say that case. You only have a.
This is you didn't really chew. The chewing wasn't chewing.
No, you chew. You did. Aloy tavshul shuman. He says it.
But there's nothing in the shenayim, so who cares?
Fine. That's yisrael kedoshim vein lefois keder. We do not see that. We want to make it be own hachokin gizay. We don't see in the prima gadam. And the shram being down the shlomo kluger, the guy is on this prima gadam. He says that on this prima gadam. He's running a goyis on the prima gadam. He says not in the case of your tonyan balser.
On purpose.
Yeah, on erev Shabbos you want to taste it, the balser, and spit it out. Spell Meis's motor. Now the question over here, the words of Shlomo Kluger is taste. Machlokes in the case of Tainus. Now the case of the Shlomo Kluger is from bringing down a tasting and spitting out. There's another case that Prichodesh brings down is tasting a Tavshel Shabasser. That means usually when we're tasting things Erev Shabbos, we're not tasting the Basser itself. We're tasting the Tavshel Shabasser. When no one picks up the Basser taste, tasting the juice, the potatoes, the beans, or things around it. There, the Prichodesh is also make one. Sounds like you don't even spit it out. I mean, there seem to be two cases over here that neither svara applies, and maisa you do not have to be machmer. One is when you're tasting the basar and you're spitting it out, or you're tasting the tashul shel basar, even not spitting out, sounds like maisa does
case. Could you have to take a little bit? That's why? The tashul basar, that
makes you flinch. No, so mashu, but here it's not the basar itself. The mashu basar is a tashul shel basar.
Mashu tashul doesn't make you.
Yes, a mashu tashul shel basar does not seem to make you flinch. Now, the Svam says, Pichodesh says, Nikunot Ladocho. No, you chew, you have a bayav chewing. Yeah, it sounds like that is enough. But Tashul, Bosal, Maisa, not to answer it. It's you're chewing. You're chewing a Tashul, Shul, Shulman. You're chewing, that's just by Ischelik Mir. Chewing, not tasting. Now, they do discuss another case that's neither Tam over here. The Moshe Shuv about eating vitamins that are made from COVID. Over there, again, neither as far applies. Here, want to tell us since we're not eating it, mitzad achila, we're doing it mitzad vitamins. Here, we don't have yisal kadoshim like plug. A person that eats these liver vitamins, you don't have to wait a case of 6 hours. All this from bringing down that way. Now, the loch over here is saying that when a person has bosta ben ishnaim after 6 hours, we have to remove it. Once you remove it, the shocking is down. The mice will not have to wait 6 hours anymore. It's not there. The case always seems to happen is a person after 6 hours he has something between his teeth, so you can either remove it, no problem. But let's say you remove it and you swallow it. Within 6 hours, same thing. After 4 hours, you feel something in your mouth, you pick it out, and you swallow it. Do you have to now wait another 6 hours when you swallow the thing Bein Nishinayim? It's come along that flaw, and he speaks out this question, the Machdani is, let's analyze it. We have Rashi and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Bosa Bein Nishinayim after 6 hours is nothing. According to Rashi, now it's Moshech Tam. Now, Pei Rashi, the Maestro Lechur, you'd have to wait 6 hours. You after 6 hours, you took out something between your teeth, you swallowed, you would have to wait 6 hours. That's a source of saying. Says that floor goes up further. However, the ilm is not machbed upon it. So the swarm bring down the floor two different ways. Some swarm bring down the floor says, Alpi Cheshbin should be machbed. Others bring down the minig is to be Michael. So we have a floor that starts off, Alpi Cheshbin Shvoy, Rashi held the Maisa to be machbed. Maisa ilm is not nozer, not the zirm bezer. Halacha Maisa, what to go do, happens all the time. So first they point out, again, according to Ram Avadat Smotar, and numerous of them say, Halacha Maisa, miyuchad again for Bnei Ashkenaz, is that we, Bnei Ashkenaz, we don't hold of 6 hours. We're machmir wa mitzad? Minig, nochalasa, it's minig. Here the Flav himself says the minig was what? In his own, we don't even have the minig. Very clear, we have the Messiah ready, that's not our minig. So us, Bnei Ashkenaz, the Chur, they point out, we're back to the klal. Know that even the Yosef wants to be Michael, well, fine, but even we, the Cholapachas, have a certainly have a het over here.
Yeah.
Lulek for the Bada Shulchan, he said to my stream Machmer.
I don't think it makes a difference.
According to Rashi, only lasts inside your mouth only 6 hours. 2 hours, you finish. That's it. I don't think I'm seeing it that way. So I know the but Kamak again over 20 different swarm went to Michael and the swarm is very simple. Minik is to Michael. I got a pechash b'sak klaim. That mice is a minik.
Even if you
follow
in the first hour,
yeah. Fine, we've been asked to hold Silka Shulchan Berach. That's our halacha. Now, the Maish is the end of the Seval of certain cases where we pass in 6 hours, but seem to be that Hoggy is the Maish less than 6 hours. A bunch of cases over here. One case is where the Peskachuva being done from the Sam Seifer, a case of a Chayla. Now, first, you read the Peskachuva slowly, discussing it Mechalov. Mechalov, you know, already from Simpei Zayin, is only Dindur Abonon. He says by Mechalov, after 1 hour, he can be Mechal. We have a minute 1 hour. After 1 hour, the Maestri can be Mechal. Mechalov, whether it's way, you see with the Chalba, but the Maestri have a minute to be Mechal. Didn't do our bottom. The question is, what about milk itself? So, really, the Chochmas Odom, he brings down the same halacha by Chalik Sas, he makes it by milk, by Cholov. That means the Gam, the Akimto of the Peskachuva is Mechalov. The Chavetz Chaim and Sevet Chayesol, the Benishchai, Dakachuva, they're all being down the case by milk, mamish, after 1 hour, no problem. Therefore, in the Gerta Chayla, let's say go to the doctor and says whether you have a headache or need bed rest, or a person needs energy and needs strength, the doctor says after 1 hour have milk hooks, we pass a loch lamaisel, the minig is 1 hour, that's enough. That means the Messiah that we have is manzeh, 6 hours, the minig, our teaching Torah Semechel, was not makubal upon a case of a Chayla. That's what this forum bring down. It's not all this forum. A pizza, they want to say what's nichel nikantab of a Chayla, different cases. A case of Muberis, someone who is pregnant. They have cravings, they have health issues. Doctor says to go eat something. Again, so all the swarm say, Api this chasam soifer, and the chokmas adam is nichl neged of a mixed chayla. And therefore, again, once after 1 hour, no problem, maisa, go eat melchix.
Even by like craving.
A third case, craving the same thing. They need their ice cream. Same idea, same concept. A third case, is a minekes. A minekes, a lot of doctors say it's good for the milk. Helps to express milk, it's healthy for the person. And again, it's nichnal kantab ke'en chayla, especially laloch, we usually give a get of a chayla. And therefore, the swam say, after 1 hour, so say maybe less, but after 1 hour, the loch is the same kantab. We had the chasam soifa and the chokhmat on. The maisa to Michael. A fourth case to discuss, what about a kid? Now, in the gate to kids, there are two levels of it. There's a tinnik, one day old, and the idea of a bar chinuch, bar von, to come to mechanach them. It's first, in the gate to a one day old child, a tinnik. Do you have to wait 6 hours? So, newest form of the question to Chaim, and Chaim answered every single one of them, 6 hours. One day old, right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Chavada, but otherwise we wait 6 hours. Can do this form, say, Enkiza. This form, Maisa, they say, we, especially in the Ashkenaz, Allah is Silka Shulchan Berak, Maisa, that's enough. They get involved, it might be a mile doing Kinoch Ladocho. Chutz Mizel, Maisa, it's enough. That's how Kamat Evo goes. Again, Chaim, he has his Ishtak, Allah says 6 hours. But not like that, the Olam seems to go not that way. The gate to kids already are 6, 7, 8. Mitzad the sugya by avon by chinuch. So first, there's an interesting Siktir Abasi. Siktir Abasi is discussing by why the Klai Yisrael received the Torah. So Kosh Baruch Hu told them lachem, they wanted the Torah. That you malachem ye'eit by Ramavinu, when every kid comes back from Chedan, they all know that they eat melchiks after doing until Sadaim, then eat fleishiks. Sorry, they eat fleishiks, do until Sadaim, then they eat melchiks. So Siktir Abasi says, they ate right away melchiks after fleishiks. As I said before, it's black or white. The Kosh Baruch Hu saying. So the Maisel, the Miri brings down this medrash in Chulin Daf Kufay and said, "Emushim ba'kodesh." Yishlotem mitzal. Therefore, halacha could be technical. You have to be right with the medrash. The Maisel, the Swarm seem to go, kamat the same concept. each one a different nusach, but basically one idea. That when it comes to age of chinuch, we stop being mechanuch. How much? We stop by 1 hour. That's halach, the minig is 1 hour. And then slowly we build up more and more and more. 2 hours, 3 hours, slowly. Now I've learned to get to the sugya of chinuch, sometimes very healthy, that well, let's say your kid's 7 years old, you stop being mechanuch. You're 3 years old, why to mechanuch? But if you have older kids, younger kids, sometimes you have mechanuch younger kids besides the older kids. Right? The 3 year old, you're going to have ice cream away, the 7 year old not. So sometimes the 3 year olds, you're being mechanuch, not beside them, beside the 7 year old and the 8 year old, otherwise it's very hard for them. That's from all do say, the maisel, let's say the suda, lunch or supper, is less than 6 hours. That's your bisei. 1 hour is maisel, 1 o'clock is the lunch, and the supper is maybe 6 o'clock, it's 5 hours. Avadu, we're not going to take away their own suda. But avadu, that's their suda, that's the health reason for bisei. Avadu, not from being machma on that category over here.
Why bring yourself to such a situation?
Are you allowed to bring yourself in that situation? That's how kids need to eat. That seems to be their supper time. Yes, yes, because that's for the Bnei Ashkenaz 100%. Even their Svar, they get about, yes. That's how halacha. We have Paskin places. You have like an hour the mice is enough. Fine, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis over here. Come along, we have the Sugya again in Chulun, Daf Kuvdala. The Gemara is very clear. Yik Vino. It's more to the eat afterwards, Bosser. Lack of tomorrow. The question is, when you want to eat Bosser, what to do to eat Bosser? And Bet Movi and Sipay is really two chalok and two different aspects you have to discuss. One is the sugya of Kinoch and Adocha. The second aspect, what is Gvina? Gvina Raka, Kosho, Gvina Tsuva, two different aspects. So, to go through each one, first the sugya of Kinoch and Adocha. First, do we need after Gvina, Kinoch and Adocha? It's a machlokes. Among the Shoinim, what exactly it is. Lamaisa, we pass clearly Kinoch and Adocha. That Lamaisa we do need. Now, there are three things here. There's Kinoch, number one, Adocha, number two, and three is the Tilas Adayin. Eat, drink, and wash your hands. Now, this Indian that seems to be people are very lax about, not to do Kinoch Adocha after Gvino. We already mentioned the first Chabura, there's a Chassam Seifa discussing why did the Melachim lose the Torah because they ate Pasuk B'Cholov by Avram Avinu. Either Pasuk is very clear by Avram, he first gave Chem B'Cholov, butter and milk, and then afterwards he gave Basar. It was not the Vazachas, it was Zechazah. Why in the world the Melachim lose the Torah? Says the Chassam Seifa, you know why? Because Rashi brings down that the Sarah of Pirush Nida did not bring any lechem to the table. They did not do the act of Kinuach. And since they did not do Kinuach Ladocha, they lost the Torah. Again, it's a Musar that people seem to be very lax Kinuach Ladocha. The Melachim lost the Torah because they did not do Kinuach Ladocha. Therefore, we have to be very Zor in this Indian. So first, against Kinuach Ladocha, is the Yaseidah one to over another? Is it Kinuach first or Ladocha first? So the Shach brings down the Beis Yosef, Kufay, and Gimel. The Levush says there is no Seder. Do one or the other, does not make a difference. No first or Dacha first. Now, if you do it together, that means put your bread inside your wine, dip it in, and then do Knof or Dacha at the same time. So Levush over here brings down the place you say it's better not to. You better do it separate. One Kinoch and one Hadacha. Now, you could ask, if we have this Halach Knof Hadacha, when to apply it, maybe a Mar Mokum, why the Ulam is lax. That means we're saying Kinoch Ladocha after Bosser. What about after Eif? Again, before Eif. That means you want to eat Kvino, and you want to eat Bosser, you need Kinoch Ladocha. You eat Kvino, you want to eat Eif, you want to eat chicken. Do you need Kinoch Ladocha? Do you need Kinoch Ladocha? That's more common, we're eating chicken most of the time. And then you want to eat afterwards. A case of, I'm sorry, before you're eating Kvino, you want to eat chicken afterwards. What's Halacha in that case? So the Gemara, again, is very clear, Kuvdala Beis, Tana Igra Chmuda Rabavor, the loch is he ate it Babi Karin. He ate Babi Karin, ate first the case of Vino, that's Eif. Abi Karin, what's Abi Karin? The Gemara explains it means not Kinoch, not in Tfil Sadayim. The first, what does that mean? What exactly did Igra do with the Oilam Gwad Beis Yosef? The three of them shot him over here what he did. Either he ate Eif first, a second Malachi ate Eif second, or Chayy second. Or third Malach, he only ate Eif second. Those are the three Malachim. I mean, most Malach, Machmed de Keshito, the Rambam, is that he ate Eif afterwards, and the Gemara is saying, you not need Kinoch Adocha until his time. That means Pashtus, if you want to eat Eif after Gvino, do not need Kinoch Adocha. Therefore, the Mechaber, the Rambam, are very clear, you want to eat Eif after Gvino, no Kinoch Adocha. Atzal HaSheni, the more he ends off, his words are, He says, "Nuknuch v'dochen tilas adayim." That's what Ramah says. What is Ramah going back on? He's going back only giving a kasha. Was he going back in everything? In the case even of Aif. So come along with the Balei Shulchan, he wants a tiny, he's going back in the Basar Aif that you want to eat after Gvina. The Ramah says to be machmer for Knuch Ladocha. The Ramah says to be machmer. Now, the Swam after the Balei Shulchan, the Gemara Sefer, being done by the Balei Shulchan, says that's not how you read Ramah. But the Gemara says not that way. Why should Ramah make a chumra over what the Gemara says? The Gemara is being mattered. Meisel, the Balei Shulchan is not just him, it's ready pre Atoyer, the Archaim Kodesh, the Chalag Voya, the Zephyr Tedek, the Judah, and the Shchai, all being done a lochot, no knoch, vadocha, before you eat. Oif, after Gvino. So, therefore, there are numerous forms of being down. The person have to be machmer, whether it's having Messiah and Hoga, more than what the Gemara says, that's Nichol to get there, and therefore they won't be machmer. But the Cholpach is the Izzy Limus Chus out there, why the element being Mekel, because a simple reading of the Shulchan Arkh, the Machabir is, to eat the case of Oif, you do not need the halacha of Knoch Vadocha. So again, first, Knoch Vadocha, the halacha is you need for Basar, for Oif is a Shaila.
It says Knoch Vadocha, not
Vadocha. But he means Knoch Vadocha, right?
Second?
I'm not sure what you're reading from.
What? In answer, like Knoch Vadocha.
Fine, okay.
What's Vadocha?
It's saying the words of the Gemara, right? The Gemara said those two, it left out Vadocha, and they say it means both.
Vadocha?
Yeah. That's Gemara says only those two.
Right,
I'll say the same. Now, just to define them, first we have Knuach, Hadoch, and Tilsnaim. What does each one mean? So Knuach means, first of all, to wipe out its mouth. What can you use for it? The Gemara is Maskon, what comes out, Gemara is Machloikis. Gemara is Maskon, you can use anything except Kimcha, the case of Tomorrow, and Yuaka. Kimcha means a case of flour, Tomorrow means a case of dates. Yuraka, the way the article says, means green vegetables. Agama of Rajman Shia says carrots. But it means a case of green vegetables. Otherwise, everything else can be a case of kinuach. Now, when you do a case of kinuach, you put it inside your mouth, you have to swallow it or not. Peschichu being down to Machloikis, Pitori says the mice, you have to swallow it. The Pingon wants to say the mice, you don't have to swallow it. But the Peschichu ends off, Echshia, Atzhefs and Eichel, the mice, you have to swallow it. Now, when you eat this, let's say bread over here, do you have to do it around your mouth or just eat it normal? The simple understanding of Birkut is very simple. Just says to eat it. It doesn't say you have to around your mouth. Then he says to eat it and swallow it. Maaseh Balei Shulchan says the whole Yisrael is why to do it around your mouth. You want time. You have to eat it around your mouth and then swallow it. And that's kinuach. What's adacha? Adacha is rinsing out your mouth. A liquid over here. Now again, this liquid you have to swallow or not. So again, in this case, the post come along and say, if it's mayim, you can spit it out. Maaseh, if it's yayin, you have bayam and sadasug, you have said oichlin. Of course, you have to have midas also. Spell out liquid, not nice. And partial mice, the person should swallow it. Third thing is atilas adayim, washing your hands. Now again, the Gemara is very clear, during the day you won't have to. Even at night, the shopping is down, if you're near Yofa. The Mashal, he says, it needs a case of mavuka. Mavuka, the mice, you do not need to wash your hands. The mice, the Torah brings down, the red of parrots, it says, still, the minig is machmer. Again, the Gemara says, you won't. But still, the mice, the minig is machmer. And then with the shach being down, that's the minhag to be machma, always to wash your hands. Always to wash your hands. That's what Pesach can say. That means you have to do three things. Knoach, adocha, and until sedayit. Either it seems to be a little bit lax in washing the hands. First of all, there is a prichadosh who wants a taino. This halacha is only when you're eating with your hands. Using utensils, says the Berhik, to bring down the prichadosh, that you will not have to wash your hands. It's not like it got on your hands and you took it off. You're checking it. It never got to your hands. The Maaseh, read the Pesach Tshuva slowly. He says, "Ayin behitiv, bring down a pre chodosh." Don't say what he says. And the Prim Gom says, "Still to be machmer." That's not clear what exactly Prim Gom is going on, but the Pesach Tshuva saying the loch is the Maaseh still to be machmer, even when you're using utensils. Therefore, numas far bring down a loch the Maaseh to still be machmer, even though you're using utensils. Shchai, by the shulchan. So again, we have these three things over here. We alocha, we should wash always the hands, whether you use utensils, and knuch and adocha. They're in washing your hands. Kidua, Sugya, Spiksan, and Kofay, there are three different types of washing hands. There's Maim Rishonim, and Psoim, and Achoinim. Maim Rishonim is for until Sinaim, for Amoitzi. Achoinim is Maim Achoinim that everyone over here in Maisa does. That's Halachan and Simon Kofay Aleph. And then there's.
Unless
you went through. Unless. No. Women, maybe not. But fine. No one here is women. And then there's Maim Psoim. Now the shaila is, what exactly is Maim Psoim? The shocking down the right of it is Maim Psoim like Maim Achoinim or not like Maim Rishonim. The Maaseh, just to be practical, what comes out? The loch is coming, the Pleiskim say Be'ikah should be like Maimar Choynim, with some exceptions. That means, says the Mishmur and Kuf Ayin Gimel, how much you have to wash your hands. So just like Maimar Choynim Aloch is till your second knuckle. That means people will tap the sink, that's zero. Till your second knuckle. Here also you have to wash until your second knuckle.
That's the growl, you'd have to use your
hand. Yeah, same thing, same Aloch.
No, the growl.
Yes. The second thing, what mashko to go use? So again, the shopping is the Yamsha Shlomo says any mashko for himself. Maisa brings down the raven not to argue with it, especially it's no tircha at all to go use water over here. And the Maisa use a case of water over here. A third thing, the shopping is down that even though by Maimar Chayim you do not have to dry your hands, the Maisa should dry your hands. That means you have more chumas, the halachas of Maimar Chayim plus more a case of using water and a case of drying your hands over here.
Why does one do it?
Who doesn't know it? People don't know Knoch Vadach also, but why do you do that? Knoch Vadach is nine, Vada. And we'll get to maybe where...
Chicken.
So either you have a case of chicken, or you have to know how many hours later. Two things we'll get to.
What about with fish and meat?
Yes.
Is it the same either?
So you read Vaisetsu, so send the Kufa and Gimel, right? And you read Kufa and Gimel. Kufa and Gimel there is fish and meat. Right? Yeah. Same sugya.
Same reaction?
No. I mean, Mishnah Berurah over there. Mishnah Berurah brings down a shalav is Knoch Vadach or Knoch Ayadach. Shaitim, Mishnah Berurah. Do you see what's said over there?
No.
Iron Shum.
That's what you mostly get.
So over there is what's not until tonight. You don't have to.
Has any type of cheese or milk same?
Oh, so now the question you just say is a bigger question. It says, Vina, what about milk? Why should milk be any different than cheese? So they point out, again, really be clear, milk, that we have always three things, Kinuach, Hadofa, and Tilzadayim. The question to get to milk is what's loch and get to kinuach and until sedayim. Why until sedayim, we're not using your hands by milk, using a cup. Why no one uses, how talented you are using a cup. So you're not touching it. Neget to kinuach, you're wiping out your mouth. Maybe only for hadoch you have to go do after milk and not kinuach. So the only question to get to milk is maybe hadoch is enough and you do not need kinuach and not until sedayim. That's a shiloh. Come on, Lushash. And again, we already read the Mishnah. The Mishnah switched from Chol to Gvino. It says by the case of Peches from Shulchan Echad. It says the same Mishas. That's also Medaik and Tana Igra. Igra says the words of what? Of Gvino. The Torah says Cholov. Why is the Igra switched Losh the Gemara from Chol to Gvino? The Torah says, once a time, the whole Tzavhi Machma, Kenuach, Vadach, and Dil's name is only by the case of Gvino and not by the case of milk. Milk, the only thing in only the case of a docha. They have the daka tshuva and comes from being done the locha to be machma is owned by gvina, not by the case of milk. The maisa by the shulchan's eyes in the taino. That's very good. Alam the cheshbin. Maisa, no one mechalk on the page. No one speaks it out. Someone, by now, the Kelm should have said something. No one says it. I, the svara there, is a good svara. Why in the world need kenuach until zidayim? It's very simple. We know. The loy plukha chomim. Not mechalk. Even this way, chal that way. Light plug. Therefore, it could be for that reason why the swamp did not bring it down, and the ice in the time, and therefore, it seems to be just easier to tell people, do everything, because you start telling them, Knoch and Hadacha, they first always switch to make a mistake, and people don't know the difference between Vina and Chalop, Maisa, Knoch and Hadacha until it's nine, that's Halacha, Halabai, they should remember the Halacha, and not forget it. Now, they do discuss, we're saying you need these three things. What about brushing your teeth? Does that work for Knoch and Hadacha? Or not? So, the swarm discusses this. What is brushing your teeth? Does it take place of these things? So by force, when he brings it down, he says Chazal also have brushing their teeth. They had it. No one says it. Therefore, it does not help nafadoch. You want time maybe because the nafadoch has to be for the palate or the back of the mouth. You brush your teeth. You're brushing your teeth, not the rest of your mouth. Therefore, Chaim says the mice does not work nafiknuch nafadoch. Atal Shani Berkowitz says he works for knuch and nafadoch. Because you'll obach one this way. Atal Shlishi Avi Yashbush says he works for doch and nafiknuch. The Debatina says it works for Kiddoch and Adocha. So we have a Mavucha out there, what exactly helps for. And again, I hear the Svarsha, but it helps for nothing because they had it, they don't say it. I hear, and the Maisa it could
as
be worked a little bit differently. What?
As strong as they are now.
It doesn't make a difference. If you understand it, does not get to the same place. When you brush your teeth, it's your teeth, not your palate, not the back of your mouth. If that's where you're coming from, they maybe need
that's
these
true,
teeth. Again, it could be you doing it around your mouth. So, Echnami, if you tell me when you put in water, brush your teeth, that'll help for that one aspect. If you put water inside, that's Adach. You did the act of Adach, not without brushing your teeth. It's Adach, Shavuot. That's bullshit. Then, So it'll help a basim and shinaim, but not moshik tam. Fine, that'll help a basim and shinaim, but not moshik tam. You always have two reasons over here.
If you put it on the swallow,
no, but could be you do it. If you don't have to swallow, still maybe you hit the palate.
Doesn't go that far back.
No, not gag. There's a high area. There's a back. It's the two things: the palate and there's a back. Back the left, I forget to, but the palate what? Now, how long after eating vino do you have to knoch vadocha? That means 8 in the morning, lochix, and that you have fleishix. Lunch is powerful. Do you still have to knoch vadocha? No, you didn't eat anything. How long after milchix do you have to do knoch vadocha? That means you ate in the morning breakfast, milchix, the whole day ate nothing, 10 hours later you won't eat fleishix. How long, what's halach, how much? Zichlo, not that simple. So first, there's Yaakov Nevsky. He says Aloch is building upon what Osher is saying. The idea is 1 hour. They come from three different avenues. Why once you hit 1 hour, no knoch vadocha? There could be another ma'amok minik v'mekel. And once you hit 1 hour, no knoch vadocha. One reason they point out, the idea after Boston would be dinner we hold, you have to wait 6 hours. Or minik is 1 hour. After the minik of 1 hour, do you need knoch vadocha? B'chol yesh shach and taz. Shach said the mice you did not need. Gamas machlekes. Over here it's a chumah to say you need it after Gvino. And those are passing like the shach to be chodosh. Those falakin chachmas adam. Therefore, number one, just like after boss you won't need it, you also have to Gvino won't need. That's one reason. A second reason is, Dan Sotaisis, according to the Bahag, the Beitam, he said Allah is that after boss, after Gvino, to boss you never need knoch vadacha. So we have a tzirif of the Bakshita. That's number two.
Yeah, it's
what?
I mean, pass like that.
No, we don't pass like that. No, Ravada don't pass like that. We need knoch vadacha. Avada need knoch vadacha.
Why would we only pass like that by the meat and not by the
cheese? No, we don't pass not by neither one we pass like him.
But that's their own one, no?
No. Now, no, it's not.
That's their own passing. It's not the Asian.
The loch is that you have to bench. He says, again, a Beitam sheet is a chiddush atzam. He says, right. Now, again, so it comes out, number two, we have a Beitam sheet, the knuach vadocha, you do not need after Gvina. You have two from here. So the second reason what you make a third point is the rabbonus of Lekulo. So the other say, after 1 hour, you will not need to knuach vadocha. I've said that, Shani. The Shlo says, clearly, after 1 hour, you still need knuach vadocha. And the Shlo, they said very simply, it also have three reasons. Number one, we don't pass your Beitam the Bahad. Number two, the Sfarim do not pass like the Shach. Number three, they point out the Dovish Yishlam Atir. Therefore, come to the Chodshani, the Atzei Oilo, it says, the Aloch is, you need 6 hours. After 6 hours, you do not need Knoch Vadocha. Atzei HaShlishi, the Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky, and building upon the Yad Yudah, said, even after 6 hours, 10 hours, you need it. In Bishlam, by Bosso, we have a Hefzik in between. Silgo Berech, that's what Chazal Paskins. Silgo Berech, so we have Silgo Berech. We have Hogah, 6 hours, 1 hour. Here, what do we pass? We pass Knoch Vadocha. That is our hefsek. You can do whatever you want. He never Knoch Vadocha. He never had the hefsek between. Even 10 hours later, he Knoch Vadocha.
So if you don't have,
not say Miyah. To before you eat baser. At Sad Ravid, there's a more neshmaitz and says again, it's a half hour. You don't know where that one is exactly coming from. But myself, we have four different things that Sfarim say. Then Hog, it seems to be either 1 hour or 6 hours. V'oyikin oyd mitzarif the concept again, meaning chicken. Labdafkin knoch vadocha. Now another question again: this knoch vadocha, can a person eat in the same meal first milchix and then fleishix? What do you have to bench in between? So again, if you read the Gemara, the Pashuk Gemara, the Ma'aseh Yudaloch is you can eat milchix, knoch vadocha, and eat fleishix, no problem. Ma'aseh the is the shu'man hashmayim a rishon. The Est and Shemayim, what go do? The Malach answer back, and the Shiva Shemayla is no machlekes. Avada, you have to bench. Shiva Shemayla, Palmala, Shokosh Baruch, Shokosh Baruch, every degree you have to bench. Div was brought down, the Shloah says, Avada, you have to have a Bracha Choyna. The Kishon Aruch tells the Moin Am, you have to have a Bracha Choyna. And there's only a meaning of a Moin Am, meaning a Motzai, that seems to say, the Bracha Choyna. The Pim Gordon brings it down twice over here, twice in the Lashvur, so need a Bracha Choyna. The Maisa, what?
Isn't that Bolosh in Atzil?
No, so we'll get, no. They want to even the top, everything agrees over here. Well, first, that's what is brought down. It's only a mina motzai. People have a minig. You have to have bracha choyna. Maisa, the Moinam, they point out, like Yoshua Ogre, we show him saying the minig is not that way. The Ogre writes the minig is Maisa in the same meal. In Hilchus Shavuos, it's brought down the minig in the Ramah was in Shavuos to have milk and flesh in the same meal. That was not a minig. What do you have two lechems for? One in milk and Shavuos. The Ramah says, in the same meal, milk and flesh. Therefore, over there, the Magavram, El Rabba, and the Mishnah Berurah, Mizan Lachla Maisa, we do not need Birch the Muslim, like all year round, not need Birch the Muslim. What?
That's the Gemara.
The Gemara, Pasha the Gemara, right? Pasha found the Gemara. That means, again, the Moin Am seems to not need Birch the Muslim. Again, there's a Mina Motzah, people will certainly tell you the Minig is Maisa, the Dida Bracha Choyna. In this case, is the Machlogis Taz versus Amor, could you bench Am Nasi Bosser? Over here, come along the Red, Knesset Gedolah, by Slach Mudu, with no such Machlogis. Over here, when agrees the Maisa, you can't bench. Why? Because I'm calling the Taz with the Svar over here. Is. Okay. Then what time even the Taz agrees in this situation? No, that's the whole Taz. No. No, it's Tzricha. I can't eat Basar. It's Tzricha. I can't eat Basar. Fine. That's the first half of Sepeh, is the idea of Kinoch Hadachah. Second half is how long do you have to wait after Gvino, or do you have to wait after Gvino? That means the Gvina, you know, the three things that we had. The Gvina Raka, there's a Gvina Kosha, and what they call today, Gvina Tsuhuva, yellow cheese. So to, again, go through each one over here. The Ma'amokim to be Machver on Gvina, they're coming from three different Ma'am Kredits. The first Ma'amokim is what the Dark Moshe brings down, and the Beis Yitzchak Simkufa and Gimel, is the story from the Maram Rotenberg. It seems to be, when he was young in Maram, the beginning in those days to wait from after Gvino to eating Basar. Minig was wait. He would make fun of it. Say that Kamat Minos, the Gemara says Mutter. Gemara says Mutter. Why be Machmer? Till one time, Maisi, he ate Gvino, it got stuck, Ben Ishnaim, and therefore afterwards he ate Basar, and he saw he ate Basar and Gvino together. Ay, I've Gvino Ben Ishnael, and therefore Gizatu Lahachmel asked me to wait after Gvino to the case of Basar. So first he made fun, called it Minos. At the end of the day, Maisi came to be Machmer because he saw he had the same issue of eating Basar and Gvino together. That's my number one Maram. Now Maram is very clear, said to be Machma only by boss after Gvino, and not Oif after Gvino. It's not Machma by Oif after Gvino. The Beis Yosef, when he brings it down, this Maram, says the only reason why he's Machma by boss and not by Oif, because he did not see the Zohar. If he would have seen the Zohar, it would have been Machma also at Oif after Gvino. That's first Maram, that's the Maram.
How long to wait? 6 hours
to wait? Yeah, Maram here. The second Maram is the Zohar. The Zohar in Pash Mishpatim, when he brings it down, he says everyone should not eat b'shaita chodo, b'suda chodo, and if they do, he has a list of terrible things what go happen to them. Put that to the side. You cannot eat it one meal or one suda. Now, what he says not to go do, the Mavucha, basically three questions in one of the world the Zohar is saying. He's saying something. He's saying, don't do something. And really, there seems to be three questions. You have one question, you mean to wait 1 hour or 6 hours? Does he mean a case over here, a kosher or raka? Also, does he mean the case of basar or even the case of oif? Three separate questions. Right, the three questions, what is he saying exactly?
He said once, at least 1 hour, or 1 hour.
So, I'm trying to speak it out. I'm trying to speak out what he's saying. Again, there are three questions, what is he saying over here? First question, does he mean 1 hour or 6 hours? First, what he's saying, he says, shoyta chodo. Shaita Chodot. Said the Shach Bos of Konta Zayin, he brings down the Zayin, it says, it means 1 hour. Shaita Chodot, 1 hour. Rechodesh, Pitoyer. He says, it means 1 hour. It's only saying over here. The Maisim Levush, when he brings it down, he says, Suda Chodot. He says, Shaita Chodot, Suda Chodot. He said, it means 6 hours. Taz seems to say that way. The Lord brings down together 6 hours. That means the argument, what exactly is Zayin saying? 1 hour, 6 hours. Shach saying it means 1 hour. And Taz, Levush, very clear, says, he means 6 hours. A second thing is, what is he saying to wait? Gvina Kosho or Rako? The way the Pichodesh wants time, the Balashukhan said the Vadi means a case of Gvina Rako. Look at the Chagur Shmuel, he lived in the time of the Prima God, he said the Vadi means only Gvina Kosho. Why be Machman Gvina Rako for it? A third question is, what is discussing by case of Oifa Basar? So again, the Pichodesh says he means only from Gvina to Basar. Basar is the Raisal. Pitor Shulchan Gvari only means a case of Basar. Beis Yosef, the Oif looked up and Kofai and Gimel said, no, Avani means a case of Oif. And the Ram would have been Machm if he would have known the desire which had a sugar of Oif. That means there are three things that a Gdolah Paiskim will argue exactly what is the desire being Machmer for. Which obviously will lead to Ikshela, how far for us to be Machmer. A third man welcome to be Machmer. Again, number one, we have Maram Rotenberg, his story. Number two, we have the desire, with nothing to do with Maram.
And we have a third thing over here. This is Isvet Aruch. He comes and says, Mitz Chasidus, but that Yureim and Shleimim, by Gemina Kosho, the Loch is since we're Moshech Tam, therefore to be Machmer. Mitz Chasidus. A third Ma'am Malkum, by Gemina Kosho.
Is that coming from
Yureim? No. Don't sound like he's coming from saying his own idea, Yureim and Shleimim, maybe he is, but that's those are the Ma'am Malkum. Don't quote up a Kubi. That means number one, we have Maram, number two, we have Azar, number three, we have Isvet Aruch. Building upon these three Ma'amakomis, let's understand what exactly is the Ramah over here saying. The Ramah starts off saying, V'yish machmir afilo basar acha gvino. That those who machmir after gvino to wait. Who is the yish machmirim? Who is exactly? So, they're inside, it's brought down the Maram over here. It's either Maram or the Zohar, but certainly not with Isvet Aruch, not discussing yet gvino kosher. Here the yish machmirim is what gvino or gvino is. Whether it's rako or kosher, he's saying those who machmir in all cases. That's the Yesh Machmir over here. How far to be Machmir? The Chodesh says only 1 hour, and Levush says 6 hours. But the first is Yesh Machmir over here. Aloch Lamaisa, again, it goes three levels. We have Gvina Rak, Gvina Kosho, and Gvina Tzuva. Gvina Rak, Lamaisa, how do we paskin? The Mechaba says, nothing. You want to eat it right away, Beseder. The Chokh Mesodim, the Kishon Aruch, or Choshulchan, the Chavetz Chaim, or Sefer Nidchei Yesod, the Americans, he comes and says, Aloch is Miyad. That means the Yesh Machmir, that those Machmir, and others say to Machmir, that those that way. And therefore, the Bnei Ashkenaz seem to bring down the lochas, even the Mechaber brings down lochas meis miyad. Hagam is pichodesh says you have to wait 1 hour. Lavosh says you have to wait 6 hours. But kamat all swam go and do not hand this chumun ramo or we drop this chumun ramo. Lochas by gvina raka miyad. However, there are those who tell me they have a minute to wait a half hour. Any milk to eat, milk, cheese, they wait a half hour. Where is the minute coming from? So they bring down the Shlomo Zalman and Licha Shlomo is brought down over there. That Shlomo Zalman's own house, the Maisa, he waited a half hour. Brought down the Vaza says, the Maisa, his own minute is Maisa to wait a half hour. Seems to be a minute out there to wait a half hour. Where exactly is this half hour coming from? So the numerous options of where it's coming from. The way that the Mat Ruvain says, he said, oh, it comes from the Zohar. The Zohar says 1 hour. So he says, what's Shaita Chodo? Where you sure? Once it's within a half, what's past half hour? That's really the get of an hour. That's nichal the get of a zay over here. Another way, how the Madai Shulchan says when the zay says 1 hour means what? It means a set zman, a set time over here. What does one say the get over here is what shaita chada means? Not right away. And we know the loch is once it's past half hour. It's not samach. It's a different zman over here. The some say is nichal the get of the zay. That's what's coming. The idea over here of waiting a half hour. So again, aloch l'maisin, number one, gvina raka. How do we paskin? Aloch is miyad. This is yesh machmin ramo. We paskin miyad, and then some have an hogo, a chum am of a half hour. Aleph. Next thing is gvina kosho. Aloch l'maisin, what do gvina kosho? The first question is, why be mach by boss of 6 hours? Again, we have two reasons, Rabba Menashi. Is it mitam moshech tam, or boss of menishinayim? Take those two reasons by the case of gvina. Do we have both reasons by gvina kosho? So first, Gvina Ben Ishinayim, we have the same concept. Come with the Taz, beginning of the Isvet Aruch, and it says only by Basar we have a Pasuk. Basar Ben Ishinayim, we consider Basar. By Gvina we have no Pasuk. Therefore, there's no reason to be Machmas Basar Ben Ishinayim by the case of Gvina. I said the Shevi, they point out, read the Shach. The Shach is worrying about the case of Gvina Kosher. Gvina Kosher. That means he seems to be worrying about the case of Basar Ben Ishinayim, Gvina Ben Ishinayim. Therefore, people going to point out, that is worrying about this concept of Ben Yishinayim. B'chodesh, P'imgodim, Aruch HaShulchan, they're all being down the concept of worrying about Ben Yishinayim. So we have one, number one, we have one issue. Do we get worried about Basar Ben Yishinayim by Gvina? Chalik is Taz and Shach. The Taz L'Shitah says, we're not worrying about Ben Yishinayim. What are we worrying about? Moshech Tam. What's the Moshech Tam? He says, what's Nichol to get on Moshech Tam? He says, let's say it's Mutlas. It used to mean in those days they made cheese with worms around it. Now the worms kosher not to eat. The Chum discusses, but nice what they seem to usually do, they cut off the worm, they will eat the cheese. Or in the case you put it inside the cave, and made it very sharp. That means the Taz is worrying about only Moshech Tam. That's the only thing he's worrying about. The Shach L'maisa seem to be worrying about the case of Basar Ben Yishinayim, the case of being kosher. Maisa, the Sfarim, they're bringing down. The Maisa, they're bringing down inside the Taz, inside the Shach, worrying about both of them. Number one, about Basar Ben Yishinayim. And number two, Moshech Tam, negate the Sugya Gvino. Therefore, again, the Yavis, Chok Mazodim, the Chavetz Chaim, or Chashulchan, the Yadudo, they come on and they're machmen and they say, we have to worry about both time over here by the gate, Gvina Kosho.
Kibbeinu would disagree.
We
only have one time.
Chur. Now, this Indian over here, again, so that's the Oilam and Gzal. These two reasons over here, well, were both reasons, Moshul Tam and Ben Yishanayim. Now, first, there is an interesting Chaznish that they wrote down his name, and Chaim Kadeski says over. It says any cheese that Lamais is not made for 12 months is not Nechal Geder Gvina Kosher. That means we have the shaft that says Geder is 6 months. We couldn't bring down the Geder 6 months. The Chaznish that says the Geder is 12 months. The Isim Chaim and others, where exactly the car for 12 months is coming from, says it's not a Klar. Lamais, if you have the Shulchan Aruch, the Gvina Kosher, the bottom by the Torah, he brings down the Girsa of the Daikin Moshe was 12 months. So we have at least in Mayamokim, the Girsa was in the old Daikin Moshe, Kotzal Aruch, was 12 months. That's where the Mayamokim was coming from. So Maisa, we have a Gedo, we have Gvina Kosher, to Yamachma when it's 6 months or when it's sharp. Now there are those who want to know what is Gvina Kosher, says we have types of words. Gvina Kosher has to be something that is hard. That means with the Issa Baran Kol of this question, he says, Avada, we have this column over here, but the Gedo has to be Kosher. You want Basa Benishnam, it has to be something that's hard. What's kosher? He says in those days, they would have to use a megaredes, an axe, to cut the cheese, or grate to cut the cheese. If you can do it with a regular knife, it's not mazoi, that's not a hard cheese. If you can take it with your hands and break it, that's not hard cheese. We bring down that way from Moshe Feinstein, same thing. Our cheeses on my side, not hard, not nechal get a vina tshuva. Just want a right to this case, the Vina Rashi in Shabbos by Klishimach Lisser. Rashi says a kardim and an axe to Klishimach Lisser. Why? Because you need that for Gvina Kosher. Where's the Rashi?
All parmesans are not hard.
No, they say because we may get very small, but otherwise you won't be able. No, that's not so. No, you get pieces. We'll get to the facts. Well, first, no, you think no? Yeah. Okay. They come with. Now again, before we get to our yellow cheeses, one last thing to get to this in over here. So really, two more things. Number one, first of all, what's the law of your sofik if it's Gvina Kosher or not? This halacha, we're coming along to be machmer by Gvina Kosher. First, you have to realize it's a toiv lahachmer. That means we don't even hold 6 hours by Basar. We're giving machmas nochen to be machmer. And by the case of Gvina Kosher, we have a nochen lahachmer. Where's the toiv lahachmer, the Ramon? Well, let's say it's a sofik. Come along the buchacho, that's kochim, and the swarm bring it down. Sofik is vadim mekel. Sofik is Gvina Kosher, the klal is not with any drop on a vadim mekel. That's aleph. Oh, you can place him his cost. What? No, well, it didn't make my colleagues a place him what Luma's cases are. Now, Vaid, they discussed, we had hard cheese. Let's say you want to melt it and cook it. This Yad Yudah says the Maisik person can be made called not Nichol and hard cheese anymore. Even at Santi Machmer, smelt is not a problem. Numis Farm bringing down this Yad Yudah, but Bukh exactly how to understand it. Again, Rabbi Forsh, when he brings it down, he wants to tie it off when it's melted inside the food like lasagna, not on top of the food like pizza. Numis Akhonim does not seem to understand that when the Yad Yudah melting is melting, takes away together a Gvina Kosher over here. So again, Aloch Lamaisa Neger to Gvina Kosher. What to go do? So first of all, number one, the Ramah says the loch is we're machmer for this idea over here. Its words are that in limchos those want to be mekel, but ma'isa toiv lahachmer. The Ramah coming from again is the zoy over here, or someone said come isavet aruch. The ma'isa we're being machmer over here. Only toiv lahachmer. That means how much to be machmer in this Gvina Kosher. The shach says machmer 1 hour. Shach says to be machmer 1 hour, and the rabbi the yaivitz are being down. A loch is 1 hour to machmer Gvina Kosher, or let's see him down that way, or hang him down that way. Tzal Sheni, Kim Gonim said no. What's your machmer like, Bosser? Get it 6 hours. That's how Chokh Mazodim, Kitzar, Chavetz Chaim went this way, in Hilta Shavuos, or Chor Shulchan, they come home and say 6 hours. That means in this Toiv Lahachmer, we have a chumro here to be machmer, how much? 6 hours, which is, that itself is in Toiv Lahachmer, which is a mavuch among the Achoinim. Agam Noelim likes quoting also the Yam Shushlaimo, says anyone's machmer is near Kaminos, like in Ram. Have a minus, minus, why will they change for the mice to get out of minus over here? One other point they point out, beside the minik shabai, that the public of Ben Ishchai wants to know that Ben Ishchai holds 6 hours Medinoi. He's a Sephardi. Yet he said, minik Yishlaim is by Kvina Kosher, mice not to wait at all. Minik Yishlaim is mice to Mekel, and we'll get to what an afternoon over here is. Minik Yishlaim is to Mekel, mice. Fine, so come down, Aloch Lamaisa, Rakas, Miyad. Kosher seems to be that Hogan we have 6 hours, but that's Chavetz Chaim when he held the Shavuos. Now Gvina Tshuva, yellow cheeses. Do we have to wait 6 hours on yellow cheese? first the metzias. Come on, all cheeses that we're getting today, most of them are can be after a week or 2 weeks, the maisa is made. Is it anything takes 6 months? So mozzarella takes about a month. Munster cheese takes a drop more than a month. Case of Swiss cheese takes 100 days, 3 months. We have on the market, in regular stores, nothing except for maybe Parmesan that's more than 6 months. Parmesan will take 2 years. Otherwise, on the market, any cheese that you're buying, Matthias wise, is not 6 months. The standard ones you buy in the market. The standard ones. Now, you want to tell me you go to the special cheese places. So, depending on what Ashkacha. If you're getting the good Ashkachas, they'll stamp all over 6 hours, 6 hours. But that's or whatever they. Or they stamp all over it. Again, but the standard ones you're buying in the store, the standard ones, I'm saying, not going to specialty stores. Standard ones you're buying. Again, as far as they tell me, the Matthias in any store, anything is less than 6 months. Except for Parmesan. That's the standard one. Now, that's Aleph. Matthias. Now, Alocho, they bring down the Issa's question to the Ashiv. Maisa, you have to wait 6 hours and after yellow cheese. So, the Maisa, he wants a taino that the Maisa, the Tshuva and Kerbish, Tshuva and Chelik Aleph, and they ask him, they say over in your name, you have to wait 6 hours after pizza. He says, not true, no one asked me, they never said it. Then he goes on to having a tshuva over here. The Maisa, what the stories are, maybe yes, maybe no. He said that mitzad halacha is that really depends. Out 6 months, Maisa is not hard. Maisa is a sharp Moshech Tam. Maisa would have to go wait. And then if he comes out back and forth, and once you say upon sforas, you have to analyze 2 pieces over here. It's not hard cheese. If it's sharp and charif, the Maisa, then you would have to wait. The question is, what is this maskana? What exactly is saying? Once he brings down, he says, yeah, for sharp. Our cheese is not sharp. So the Ashraf is saying, you do not have to wait 6 hours after pizza. Because that's what he's writing in tshuva. Others bring down, he's saying, no. Moshek Tam, you have to wait. So in the tshuva, which is very clear that you're saying my name is not true. If you go through the svaras, it depends upon the svaras. And then the question, how do we use maskana of the tshuva? Now everyone says that, yes, Tim. The Maisa says, to wait. Not mitzal aloch shiboy, mitzal maybe it's. Maybe definitely get a Moshech, and that's the correct Tanhoga. That's the Maisa, the Minig. So those like being down on Biyasha, the Moran said the Maisa, you have to wait 6 hours. There are others from Rav Shtrumach, the Maisa has a tshuva about the Chelek Beis. He, the Maisa, has an interesting reason why to be Machmer. He says, because certain cheese are more than 6 months, certain cheese are less than 6 months. We're not sure. We have no Luach Hazman about it. So we have to be Machmer. Not sure. Maisa Bayaz. Yeah, I'd rather say Maisa Tavda Malakulo. Avoid the Maisa Tfun. Rav Kamin is very clear. It's not 6 months. Go tuna. I'll tell you. Nothing we make is making 6 months over here. Fine. There are people. Nashiklan Chutzani said the Maisa on yellow cheese yet to machmer. I said a shenik kidua. They asked a question to Baron Kotler. He says it's not hard. Our cheeses on Maisa are not hard. They asked a question to Moshe in Nigal Yaakov. And Moshe says anyone who waited 6 hours, it's a minik tois, and therefore you don't have to mat the nether, and therefore Lachis can eat it right away. It's a minik tois. It's a mistake over here. Debatina, when he asked him this question to Michalik and Cheese, he says, not to Michalik at all. Tanya Fisher and Eishasol says, the Maisa is not Moshech Tam. Halbasham went this way, Shmuel Kamnetsky went over here, Chaim Knievsky, also the same idea. People want to say, oh, well, the Metzias is that the way we make cheese today, after it takes a week or 2 weeks a month, is the same technology it would take them to make after 6 months. But since we're much more advanced, we have the same milos as Moshech Tam. That's how Ilan likes saying, oh, I heard it from numerous people. Rabalski brings down this concept and says anyone who says that knows zero about Matthias. That Mavar is not true, it's Sheker, the Emes is not so. They don't know, that's not true. The way they make cheese then is the way they make cheese today. There's no difference. That's not true. Nice Svara, much more advanced today. The facts aren't so. Nothing changed from Maiso. The Ibn Maiso, Royce Forum say, but yellow cheese is not to wait 6 hours. Not to wait 6 hours. Now, Shlomo Zalman, what exactly he held. Is Mavuch exactly what he held? Different people have different chsayis. The letter that he wrote to Ma'ar Shabbos of Yadar is written very clearly. Says Yesh Machmirim. Those are Machmirim. The Nevinzal says over you have the chi of Gomer to wait. Rav Ruman says over that he is Shlomo Zalman. What say over? Shlomo Zalman said over. It's not Medinoi, but that's the minig. Meister is brought down with Shmuel Orbach his son, and his father said you don't wait at all after for in case the yellow cheeses. Every save is a little bit different. The Lich Shlomo says, yes, the beginning of his life, he certainly was Mekel. End of his life, seems to be more Machmer. And everyone seems to argue, who asked him last? Fine, that seems to be the argument over here. Different people say different things. Fine. L'maiso. After eating pizza, do you have to wait 6 hours? You have to wait 6 hours. So, There's one Rav who likes to give a shiur every year before Shavuos. He says the halacha is you can shiur to Americans that have vada and yishlayin and many gives you have to wait 6 hours. The chashashom to Michael, anyone has reach haTorah, and he goes on very stark how you have to wait 6 hours after pizza. That's a minig you do it. That's halacha. He's saying it to Americans. The Americans are flabbergasted. Never heard such a thing. And he says those are Michael. Fun. Maybe they have no reach haTorah like that. America like that. But that's what we do over here. So let's be clear. First of all, machmer yishem lisparch. Ulay. Fine. Are those machmer? There are those who say you should be machmer. Was that a tshuva? I'm not sure what he's saying exactly. If you ask both for the reason, from the zamas that maybe to machmer, but the kamalong is saying that spinning yushalayim, the chashushon to mekel, just to build 12 points. Why? I think it's ridiculous. And I went over to this rav and I told the rav, Alais Maisi said every year before Shavuos, and he's saying this year, if I come to yeshiva, make a machol against you. The Rav said, this year I'm not going to say it. And I heard other years people made a machal against him in shir. Maisha, that year he said it again. I said, I couldn't hold myself back. I had to say it. But I said, I want to come make a machal. Maisha, I tried to argue with him. Every time he just yells at me. He doesn't answer me back all my reasons. He just said, Maisha, that's a minig. So let's go step by step to see, Maisha, if you have to be machal or not.
That's so, a minig every year to yell at
him. I tried to explain to him. He doesn't answer me. I go step by step. First of all, Maisha is very clear. It's a dindu rabbanon. It's alf, number one rabbanon. Number two, we're talking about B'nai Ashkenaz and Yeshivas to me over here. The halacha we paskin after Bosser, Silika Shulchan Berach. As we paskin after Bosser, Al Achaz Kam V'Kamel, like Kesa Gvino. That means we're going to Nochin last place, or Moz Nochin last place. Number three, halacha in the Gemara is after Knuach V'Docho, at least going to Shach, halacha is you can eat after Gvino, Bosser. That's Gemara. We have Gemara that said Maisa Smotar. Number four, we have a Toy Lachmer. Toy Lachmer on the Gemara on the Nochin last place. That's the most says in Gvina, a toy lachmer. Number five, the Taz the Maisa is Mekel. Once the Moshech Tam, these things the Maisa are not Moshech Tam. Rask when the Taz the Maisa is no problem. And Tanuva wrote back, I don't think not Moshech Tam. Number six, they call the Shach after 1 hour is Motor. So we have the Taz and the Shach. Neither one. We have to be Machmer against both of them. The Shach says after 1 hour the Maisa is Motor. Number seven, Moses is a Sophic. So that's Kochim the Maisa to be Machmer. Number eight, the Maisa, he says the Minig. The Maisa is not the Minig. It's not the Minig. The Minig is not to be Machmer. Number nine, the Minig, he's saying to be Machmer Olam Tzach Shoshis. Maisa is not Mekud, it's Olam Tzach Shoshis. Number 10, we have Yad Yehuda says things that are melted, the Maisa can't be Mekul. Well, I'll give Yad Yehuda, but Yad Yehuda is a Bar Samcha, plus can be down, the Maisa and pizza to be Mekul over here. Number 11, he said that's the Minig Yushalayim. So first of all, to get to Yushalayim, 2 points. First of all, I think that Dain Fisher and Halbashtam, they know Minig Yushalayim. They actually use Chur made Minig Yushalayim. Dain Fisher is ahead of the Dats, Halbosham, Dain Weiss is about, Rosh Tumach writes about. They don't say Minig Yushalayim. And the Meister, those are Mekel. Dain Fisher is Minig Yushalayim. Halbosham, he is a Badats. He might say was Mekel. Halbosham says not Minig Yushalayim, but Oid, the second point, the Ben Ishchayu holds 6 hours Medinoi. He holds that way. He says, except in Yushalayim. But jeez, Ben Ishchayu, he says, Yushalayim, they had no such Minig, but Avad no such thing. And he held Medinoi over here. And just to end off the last point, I always tell this Rav, Mashal calls you Aminos. Fine. Aminos, have a curse. Fine. See, he yells at me. Say the Echshir. So, Maisa, Amachma, fine. I point out, he tells me, Minig Yishlaim. I tell B'Shom Azam himself, beginning of his life, was Mekel. Everyone agrees that B'Shom Azam was Mekel certain times. That's not even a Shaila. So, Minig Yishlaim, B'Shom Azam was Mekel, and I maybe switch for different reasons. No, he said there was never a tzati mach. We used to tell people in the beginning to be mikol. It seems in his yeshiva with Maisa that they had pisa one time after the fleishiks. So Shom Zalm said this time you can make it, not next time. The halacha, fine. So Maisa, the Americans, the halacha is we follow halacha. There has to be a limit to chumras. There has to be, especially when you can't answer any these ideas over here. Maisa the Metzias, the Moshech Tam, Yishlodin, over here, the Gemara is mattering it, Pashtis. Again, you can read the Gemara another way, but again, we're going against the Shach and the Taz, and Menachal Asus, the Tavla Hakman, the Dindir Abonin, the Savik over here, the Menixi Mekel, Yishlodin Harpe. Fine. Ben Hashem, tomorrow, just from Yim Chazor Shir, but again, we have to go weiter and learn over here still Sif Gimel. Now, just one more point to get to yellow cheeses. One more point. There is one other idea over here, the Dolomim Machma on the white cheeses that are salty. That means a Bransfer gave a shield last week. It's a Vado Machmer yellow cheeses. And all of that, you have a Machmer on the white cheeses, the salty ones, the like pieces, the cubes over here, the feta cheeses over here. Again, Mavazan Chuva seems to say this concept over here. But the same 12 points over here, no reason over here, nice to be Michael. And for Yeshemi Lismoich, Lohokal. Fine.
Is there anything that grated parmesan?